This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines.
And I remember, you know, it was very rough 3-4 months ago. That's very nice, thank you. That's very nice. Nobel. I just want to get the job done. So, if we would have...
Last night, I pointed out that President Trump should be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And what is the nomination process? Well, you have the Nobel Committee, and members of that can recommend someone for it. It's one of the most prestigious prizes out there. But it's become very, very, not just worthless, but really, I think, a negative prize. When they gave Al Gore a prize, and they gave Barack Obama a prize when he was just president-elect and then launched record numbers of wars, if they would have revoked those prizes, then I would say it had some value back when they were giving it to Alexander Solzhenitsyn and people like Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King. But now it is a badge of infamy and corruption, and the Nobel Prize for Mr. Nobel of Sweden, inventor of dynamite, has now become a cruel joke. Maybe it was always a cruel joke. But now, hours after I pointed out, I think everybody else could see the prima facie evidence of it, the South Korean president calls for Trump to get the Nobel Peace Prize for his work on North Korea. North and South have agreed to end the war officially in the next few weeks and to denuclearize and to begin a 10-year process. That means within 10 years they will begin the process of officially merging. But ahead of that, economic, military, diplomatic, cultural exchange. Wow, talk about getting the communist boot off of the neck of North Korea. This is a great start. And it's all because the strategy of global tension, the strategy of using North Korea as a detonator, is ending because Trump is saying no. Now, the globalists are trying to sabotage it. They're trying to poo-poo it. Remember, they said Trump was going to kill us all for his policies, actually bringing pressure on the North. The North had been coddled and propped up and given the fissile material, the reactors, and, of course, the delivery systems from the boost, start boost, to final boost, to reentry, to multiple warhead delivery systems. Everything had been given to them by the Clintonistas for global destabilization and the continued sellout of this nation. Well, just like a record skipping or two cars crashing. You ever been sitting out on the patio having lunch and you hear a car wreck even a half mile away and you're... You go, wow, that sounds bad. Well, that's the record skipping or the car crashing as the globalist policy goes down in flames, and Clapper and Brennan and Obama and Hillary and all the globalists talk about how stupid Trump is, and Paul Krugman, you'll never bring the economy back. You'll never hit 3% growth rate. And they were there bad-mouthing and all because they've been oppressing it. They've been driving it down. They've been strangling the country to consolidate power with other team leaders like Jeff Bezos and all the other usual followers. But you're going to watch more and more the British Royal, the Rockefeller Rothschild plan. You're going to watch the wheels come off of it because it's authoritarian and because you and I and many others have been exposing it as an unelected corporate private world government above the law, tax exempt, diplomatic immunity that wants us to be poor as a system of neo-feudalism, serfdom. And guess what? It sucks, it's unpopular, it's draconian, and it only takes us to the depopulation eugenics end. So we want the Buck Rogers future. We want the Buck Rogers 21st century version. We don't want your eugenics, creepazoid, control freak eugenics version. So get ready for the big battle.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Monday, the 30th day, hard to believe, of April 2018. And the president of South Korea has publicly nominated President Donald J. Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize for his work, seminal, critical, central work, bringing peace to the peninsula. As Scott Adams said on the show Friday, there's wanting to do something and there's deciding to do it. And Kim Jong-un has decided to go with a reunification plan, to give up the nuclear weapons, and to basically phase out the North Korean dictatorship, and to begin a 10-year unification plan. Now, again, this is a very public nomination by a president of the most prosperous per capita country in the world, South Korea, juxtaposed in a perfect example of free market capitalism and the human spirit versus communism that murders and enslaves the human spirit. And liberal heads are already exploding. It was the Clintons that kept that 60-year war going. It was the Clintons that transferred the uranium and the reactors and the delivery systems. And now the heads are already exploding because the economy's coming back. Political correctness is being crushed. We're starting to see new jobs come back to the country. So many positive things are happening because the globalists were on purpose creating a strategy of crisis in the world so that they would have more control over humanity. But now all of that is coming to a huge end. But we're not there yet. We're not to the finish line yet. The globalists are going to try to stage false flags on the peninsula. They're going to try to stage terror attacks here in the U.S. and Europe to also blame Syria. They're going to launch more fake chemical attacks. By the way, last week, German TV, British TV, Russian TV, French TV, all independent. Germany's biggest public television program went to Syria, interviewed more than 15 kids who were on television dying of being nerve gassed. The very children. And they said, we were taken, water was doused on us. We were told to say we were sick for free food by the white helmets that are the ISIS organization, their PR group. So we saw all of that taking place, and now it's all over the news. It's confirmed. Now they've flown the kids to Germany, to France, and to Russia, and the children are on national news saying we were told to say we were hit by chemicals. And then they have the video of the very children they said were dying. It is unbelievable. And it's even breaking out on Al Jazeera. The very children are in press conferences. There's one on screen. There's video of this. I'm going to cover it more later. It is unbelievable. Who were shown as basically dead with green paint on their faces, claiming they died of nerve gas. And they're all testifying to it, ladies and gentlemen. So the establishment does not know what to do right now. Well, I'm here to tell you, they are going to launch more of these. Yes, there he is, supposedly nerve gassed, and then there he is on Al Jazeera not being nerve gassed. And they've got 15 of these children have been flown. They're all over national television in Europe. To the credit of the Germans, they're not suicidal. Their president said, we're not involved in this cover-up. Not Merkel, their chancellor, their president. They have an upper and lower house of their Reichstag. And it's just incredible. Yeah, the London Independent had this on April 17th, 13 days ago, award-winning journalist Robert Fisk. But now it's confirmed in triplicate. The search for truth in the rubble of Douma, and one doctor doubts over chemical attacks. Well, that was 13 days ago. Now it's all confirmed and zero coverage here in the United States, except for this broadcast. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Tucker Carlson was right. We were right. We were all right. Yeah, who had the motive? ISIS had been defeated, except for being in Douma, their last city. The Russians are pulling out. The U.S. is pulling out. We've declared victory. ISIS wants to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. So magically, there's a fourth chemical attack that they blamed on the Syrians when they've been caught in 52 chemical attacks. ISIS has, according to the New York Times, in the seven-year war. They've been caught 50-plus times, red-handed. Even the New York Times admits that in a rare moment of truth. And then now the rebels have been caught three separate times staging them. This is the fourth time. Now, look at this fake footage of your TV viewer. The fake Dr. Winks lets them know I'm about to fall over. He falls over between the kids. Cameras all zoom in. You see the one kid who's been crying, starts laughing, stops shaking. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the type of acting you would see in a third grader play. I went and saw my 10-year-old daughter in a play this weekend. She did a great job at one of the lead roles, but the point was it was still acting, and it was 10 times better than the acting we just saw over there. Does that mean chemical attacks don't happen? No, we just said 50-plus launched by ISIS, killing thousands. But does Assad have the motive? No. The old Roman saying, the old Latin saying, qui bono, qui bono, qui bono. Who benefits? What do the police always ask? Who's got the motive? Who's got contact? Who's got the capacity? Who's got the will? Well, they know in 90-plus percent of violent crimes, it's a man. Men have the will to kill people. Then you start going from there. Well, qui bono, who has the background? Who's done this before? Who stands to gain? Who's been caught staging stuff before? It's open and shut. A moron could see this. And the good news is it's all coming out. So that's coming up because we've got a bunch of the footage of this. I just showed some. If you're radio listeners, great. Please spread the word. Go to Infowars.com/show to see all the different live feeds we've got. Then coming up, Pope calls for worldwide ban on all weapons, but he only means on civilian weapons and certain governments, not for the big UN peacekeeper globalists that don't want anybody to be able to stand in their way. Incredible. As Trump starts a peace race, the Pope, who has these giant walls around him but says you shouldn't have a wall around your house, he jumps in with his latest grandstanding. We're also going to get into some incredible footage of a home invasion in Houston where the woman is pistol-whipped in front of her children. This should be national news, but it's not. We'll break down why. Such a huge transmission today. Now, we learned 6 months ago when Mike Cernovich got the documents from Google. Google confirmed they were theirs, said it was true, that they were spending millions of dollars to delist Alex Jones. And why did they say? Because they said he had Ron Paul on, and Ron Paul said the UN said the Syrians staged the chemical attack last April. But that was all confirmed. But they said, this is fake news, we want him banned for this. The contract we've been given by the government is to stop him. That means Obama. That's millions of dollars 5 million. 5 million. That was blacked out in the document. We talked to one of the people involved. $5 million to delist InfoWars so when they stage the next chemical attack, we wouldn't be here showing you the truth. We're trying to stop World War III here because I love my kids, not because I'm some hero. Trump's trying to do the right thing, but they're trying to set him up, and they're going to try to stage major stuff to stop him from getting that Nobel Peace Prize and bringing peace. So get ready and pray, but also get politically involved and financially support InfoWars. We've got thousands of great products that are top of the line, highly discounted, to support the broadcast but support you. Super Male, only 7 days left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality for Female Vitality. We've got to end the X2 special. We're ending it on Wednesday, 25% off. It's getting ready to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you read the United Nations Charter, it has a Universal Declaration of Human Rights. 31 passages, 31 bills, 31 amendments. We have 10 in our first Bill of Rights, and it's 31. You have every fabulous right under the sun. It's like North Korea has all these great rights, or the old Soviet Union, or Communist China has all these great rights on paper. But then when you get to Article 30 and 31, it says anything that gets in the mission or gets in the way of the UN, anything that they decide is against the charter of their operations set up by the Rockefellers in 1947 is null and void. And I've even read New York Times articles like a decade ago where the UN was mowing down whole villages in Africa because they wouldn't go off their ancestral property so they could turn it into a carbon sink. So they have a gold mine next door. They go, oh, but this is off limits to balance it out. And so they would then take their property. Why do I raise that? If you're a TV viewer, you can see it behind me. At that point, it's 180 feet tall. You can see 6 foot tall people down there at the bottom, and then you do the math. At its high point, it's over 180 feet tall. Yes, the Vatican has a 180-foot wall at its tallest point. When you go into the courtyard of the Basilica, it's only 60 feet tall. And they go, oh, but we let people in. Yes, they have a courtyard, a area where you go into a enclosed space where you're kettled in, and that has 50 and 60 foot walls. And that's footage I shot out of a hotel window a few years ago in Rome. That may even be a live feed we shot. Yeah, that's from a live feed. We've got some HD. But imagine the Vatican has 180 foot plus mega wall that stopped the Muslims when they invaded over 1,000 years ago. They were able to take most of Rome, but they couldn't take the Vatican City. There's also a big castle right across the street from it that's the Roman fortress. They couldn't take that. So they have 180-foot walls around the Vatican. But the Pope says we should have no walls and that Trump is evil and that walls are of the devil. Well, the question is then on Infowars.com, Pope calls for worldwide ban on all weapons. And he tweeted out, do we really want peace? Then let's ban all these weapons so we don't have to live in fear of war. What has been the UN plan ever since the Rockefellers publicly set it up? It's to disarm everybody but the United Nations and a few member countries of the UN Army, which is now NATO, which is the EU. And who set up the EU officially in 1957 with the Treaty of Rome? That's 500 pages long. You can pull it up on Wikipedia. The Treaty of Rome, beginning the EU and world government. And who officiated over it but the Vatican? And who are the official guards of the Vatican? The Swiss Guard. And why is Switzerland left alone and allowed to be neutral? Because that's where Rome, the city of Rome, puts its money. So just like in the Hunger Games, you've got the peacekeepers in their loving white uniforms and their loving giant armored vehicles. They actually use the very same armored vehicles used by the UN. And they come in and you're disarmed. You don't have any weapons, but they do because they're what? They're peacekeepers. Now, the Treaty of London began the Steele Accord in 1947. But the Treaty of Rome expanded it one decade later and is seen as the beginning of the EU. But when people said this is a regional government, Hitler had the plan for the EU, they'd say, oh, shut up. I remember being on air in 1996 when they were still saying it was a conspiracy theory in the news. If you said the EU was going to be a country and that it was then going to absorb the nation states or that it would ever have its own army, all of that has now happened. And just last year, they threatened Italian naval ships that are stopping the hundreds of boats a day that come the 90 miles across from Tripoli, North Africa, into the Mediterranean and over to Italy, Greece, Macedonia, Albania, you name it. And the EU said, we are launching our own navy and we will physically stop you. Who do you think's running the so-called refugee vagabond bandwagon that just hit the California border yesterday? Our reporters are about to be there, Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz. Why do you think that happened? Because they're opening up a corridor, and Mexico agrees to let anybody in the world get on the trains, come through as long as they don't get off, and flood the U.S. just like they started a decade ago, a corridor through Turkey, and now corridors across the Mediterranean. They're opening the corridors, letting you know, get here, overwhelm things. And they say, we're coming here to escape poverty. We're coming here for safety. But how do you escape the poverty and not get vetted in any way like Ellis Island, and then get indoctrinated into the very globalist socialism that brought your countries like Venezuela, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Cuba down? How do you escape the Islamic tyranny of North Africa? And then you come here, but you're so brainwashed, you just recreate it, as we know they're doing. This is a planned takeover. This is a planned operation. This is going on. Hundreds of boats a day are hitting Spain. Hundreds of boats a day. And Soros brags he's funding them. And now, it's at Infowars.com. Such a critical article with our European Bureau, Europe.Infowars.com. Just go to Infowars.com, and you'll be right there. Dan Lyman launching our European Bureau. He's hiring people right now. Doing a great job. Has the stunning article with the stunning information. UK's a new immigration chief, a Pakistani Muslim. And then it goes through it all. That's right. Sadiq Khan, a Pakistani Islamicist who's banned women in bikinis from being on billboards in London. Sharia law, covering up the acid attacks, calling for knives to be banned, covering up for all the Islamic attacks. And now UK's immigration chief, a Pakistani Muslim that wants open borders. So, we'll talk about that more when we come back, but the Pope only is working for the globalists. The globalists have fully seized the Catholic Church 100% now. They are saying that Europe's not Christian, open your borders, all the other horrible things he's been saying. He's got walls, but you can't have walls because they see the demographic of 1.5 billion Muslims about to be 3 billion by 2030. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Hey, everybody. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Well, we thought that the globalist pope, the black pope, the Jesuit pope, couldn't top himself when he said, Europe shouldn't have borders, the U.S. shouldn't have borders, we shouldn't have walls, when he's behind 180-plus foot walls. But he's topped it. Pope calls for worldwide ban on all weapons, but of course the United Nations, they're going to keep theirs. But will he get the Vatican guards to lay down their weapons? Just like Hollywood's always wanting our guns, but they've got bodyguards, like the film we all saw at the Oscars this year, where they've got armed SWAT teams and guys with fully auto weapons strutting around to protect them, but boy, do they want our guns. Simply insane, ladies and gentlemen. That article is on Infowars.com and Newswars.com right now. Okay, that ties in to our next report, people being able to protect themselves, and we're going to go to this dramatic footage here in just a few minutes, and then I'm going to tie it into what's happening in the UK and in the UN where they are openly trying to get Islamicists into all the positions of power. And again, this is a plan to force us under Islamic control because there are 1.3 billion Muslims right now. They're having on average 6 children. So it's estimated, even by the United Nations World Health Organization, there will be 3 billion Muslims by 2030. That's 12 years away. 3 billion. Chinese population has leveled off. Indian population is leveling off. Africa's population is still growing some. Latin American some. But the big explosion is in Islam, a religion. And the globalists have decided to go with it because it's authoritarian. They're targeting Christianity. And God help us. When you explain to the Muslims, why don't you give up your Sharia law and all your radicalism and have a reformation? Why are you trying to come here? Why are you trying to come here to make it Islamic, but you're fleeing Islam? And you've got the EU saying they want 200 million Muslims to travel from North Africa to the Middle East by, again, 2030. Unbelievable. And folks, they don't convert. The ones that do get acid thrown in their faces. Or if you try to have women go to college or have rock and roll music on, like Saddam, you get overthrown by the West. So the demographics have been looked at, ladies and gentlemen. You are to be conquered by a globalist technocratic technocracy that oversees Muslims taking over the planet, where we all have to bow to their Sharia law under political correctness. That's why the left is allied with it. That's why George Soros funds it. It's here. And this is the fact. And you go to an airport anywhere in the U.S., it's women in burqas checking you. And you go to Europe, it's the same thing. And then you notice, wait, the police chiefs in London and the police chiefs in all these big London cities and German cities and Dutch cities and the mayors and the security chiefs and the intelligence heads and now the UK's new immigration border chief, Pakistan Muslim. And you go to Mall of America. This is footage shot there just last year. This is they brought in something like 500,000 Somalis into Minnesota in the last 30 years. And the point is, every time they stab somebody or kill somebody, the media just goes, "We love it." That's a quote. And all I'm saying is, man, I don't want to live in Somalia. And if you're going to come here, don't sit there and lecture me when I'm in a cab with you, as has happened, or don't lecture my son who takes Ubers. He says, "Dad, it's crazy." He goes, "When I take Ubers to jujitsu or whatever," he hadn't got his car yet. He's 15. I let him take those when he's exercising. He says, "I get proselytized to every few weeks by Muslims." And he goes, "Are all of them Muslims?" And I said, "Son, this is the Islamification. This is the Islamification of our country, of the world." And you know, if I went to Somalia, I'd be kidnapped in 5 minutes and killed or sold for ransom. Imagine if 500,000 Americans moved to Mogadishu, and the Somalis walked into their mall, which, of course, they don't have that. They sell women on slave blocks, and slavery still goes on there, and it's hellish, and everybody's basically starving to death. Their main business is pirating. But that's their culture, so it's okay. But imagine if I showed up and said, "Hey, I'm here." They'd say, "You die." But instead, everywhere I go to get a rent car, every time now, only Somalis are running it. Hawaii, Denver, Seattle, everywhere. And the Somalis sit there behind the counter and their mouths are hanging open that Alex Jones is there. And they don't know what to say. Because I don't dislike them as people, but man, listen, you're being put in the infrastructure to run things. you notice the CPS workers in these hundreds of British towns are mainly Muslims, and then above them are pedophile networks, and then they deliver the children to them because it's part of Islam. And it's now finally all over the British news that, okay, these people were right decades ago that said this was going on, and there are tens of thousands of missing girls. Because in Islam, women wear hoods over their heads and aren't really allowed out of the house without a male minder, because if you're by yourself, you're fair game to have a bag thrown over you, and you are put to a caravan, and you are shipped to whoever will buy you. And this is what liberal feminist women have a cuckold fetish for. I can't tell you how many women I know, and then I have friends that have dated women, models, you name it, who got beat up and cucked by their Muslim boyfriend and finally got deprogrammed and got out of it before they got them to fly into the Middle East. Because once they get you to fly out of here, you're chained up in the basement, baby. So we're talking about a hideous serial killer level culture. I'm sorry, it's fact. I didn't want to have wars with it. I didn't want to destabilize it. I didn't want to knock out the reasonable countries like Gaddafi and like Assad and like Saddam. Those are nice guys compared to radical Islam. They had radical Islam under their foot. They're gone. We kicked Hosni Mubarak out and put this crap in. So when we come back, though, I'm getting into our right to defend ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. But God help us. And this incredible video, armed home invaders pistol whip mother and threaten her children as they ransack house. But the Pope agrees with UNIDIR and the UN. The Pope says he thinks you shouldn't be able to own a firearm. Well, go to hell, Pope. Go back to where you came from. You're not a Christian. You are, as far as I'm concerned, a false prophet or a good model of it. Now, briefly. We're not going to run this for probably 6 months to a year. Super Male Vitality is cold-pressed organic herbs known for stamina, libido, energy. We have Super Female, Super Male Vitality. Folks love it. It's 50% off. You can get the real red pill, but it takes about 7 days to kick in. Super Male takes a few hours, but it's the base that works with it. If you take the two together, it's really incredible. Those are both 50% off separately or together. When you buy them together, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. That special's going until May 7th, and then it's over. 1 week left. Same thing for Brain Force, 25% off, 1 week left. I've got to kill the special on X2, the good halogen, the good iodine, because we are very close to selling it out. It'll be a month before we get more, and that may be the last run of it if we don't find other suppliers. So get your X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Well, here's the big viral video that's been nominated for a top music award this year. This is the Bon Iver, however you say it, breakdown that Super Deluxe put out in an attempt to demonize us, but only woke folks up more. Here it is.
I'm angry of enough of these people. Little folks with Christian murderers gone down with giant death factories keeping babies alive. Turning their body up. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these stones. They literally crawl out from under us. They have green looking skin. And they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video.
I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy, weird six of men.
He came, he saw, he died.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy, weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman, number one, is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sober.
A guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently, he says me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that badly?
In a room, vampire, five, hobbling round the my spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go. Don't
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning, and they had the police chief on making excuses from that town of Minnesota, and they had the Fox News host, this is the Fair and Balanced channel, going, Donald Trump really stepped in at this time. He said it was a bombing before it had officially been called a bombing, and Hillary's on him, and she's got some really good points. Now, let's be clear. We've got a plan, just like the one they carried out starting about a decade ago in Europe, to advertise Soros and UN-funded groups to caravan in through Turkey, through Syria, and that caravanning began an entire invasion 7 years ago of Syria itself. And you've got the Zodiac boats coming across the Mediterranean from North Africa into Europe. More than 10 million military-age men just the last 6-7 years have gotten in to Europe and are now carrying out jihad, raping, killing, stealing, you name it. Well, now they're opening up a caravan with another Soros UN-funded group into the United States. Now, Obama already had these caravans up 4 years ago. He was calling it, you know, children's migration, but only 17% were under the age of 18, even our own Border Patrol and ICE admits. But now they're opening it back up to humanize a poor woman with her kids and all this to then fully break it. And then no one will say, hey, why isn't Mexico taking these people? No, it's all how Mexico is going to create a corridor via their railways to bring folks up who've now arrived, as you see as a TV viewer, CBS is covering. Thousands and thousands of people saying we deserve to be in to open it up so these images can be shown in Nicaragua, El Salvador, Venezuela, you name it. Guatemala collapsing, but not collapsing into Mexico, because there's already that pressure on the southern border. And Mexico's a lot richer than those countries, believe it or not. They're in the top few percent of third world countries. They're almost a first world country in many areas. So Mexico isn't going to take this. They're sending these people here with the idea that we've got to accept it. And then if we don't let them in, we're evil, we're bad folks. And it's now come out that these type of immigrants are twice as likely to commit crime. They've tried to spin it and say they're all innocent, they're all good. A very large portion are nice people, but there's a minority that are extremely criminal. Most of them that are in that minority that are extremely criminal are fleeing justice already. They're mentally ill, or they're psychotic, and they're coming up here, or they're destitute, and California's already collapsing. But California's saying, come on in, come on in, come on in. Now notice, it's a pincer attack, a two-sided attack. The globalists are going to bring in Latin American socialist brainwashed people, predominantly socialist. They show up in socialist California, Oregon, Washington. They're then taught to hate the country. They're brainwashed. They're then put into the Democratic Party machine. They're kept as a permanent underclass. Boom. Brought into the universities to expand the hate machine and the whole anti-white, anti-El Norte program. If most of them weren't racist before, they will be. That's the left attack of the left-hand pincer. The right pincer, again, a pincer comes together like a claw, like a nutcracker, is the Islamicist system coming in with its huge demographic boom to be managed by the same socialists. So the socialist left is allied with Islam. Islam's allied with them. You know, they're throwing gays off buildings and enslaving women because it's part of a larger globalist takeover that the globalists are directing. And the globalists admit this is their plan. But now all over the world, people know it. They understand it. Now, the Pope's saying open borders, but not, again, with his 180-foot walls. He also says turn in all your guns today, but he's still going to have armed guards. And the story is out of Houston, armed home invaders, pistol whip mother and threaten her children as they ransack the house. Now, this was only in the metro out of the UK and a few Houston publications. I saw almost no coverage of this over the weekend. And why is it? Because it's white people being pistol whipped and beaten by black people who are clearly racist and hateful. Now, imagine if white people were beating a black woman and black children, there'd be riots in the streets. This would be on every channel. But because it doesn't fit the racial narrative, you read the articles, it says nothing about them being black men and their mask falling off because they're such idiots. Again, this should be decried And it's obviously racially directed in Houston. They have the new Black Panther Party saying, if you're black, go out and rob white people. That's been in the news. So let's go ahead and roll some of this footage. Again, it's very dramatic. I've tweeted it at Real Alex Jones, if you're a radio listener. I want to see it. Here it is. Now, only maybe 1 out of 1,000 of these get caught on video. A lot of the new home security systems have cameras that trigger when you're coming in and coming out. I mean, I'll tell people point blank, I don't like Big Brother, but I'm under such threat. I've got multiple systems back up, you name it, so they can't send in one of their teams as easy. I'm talking about the deep state. But if you're a radio listener, you got to go see the footage. Pointing guns at little kids, hitting little kids. The little kids have the instinct to try to get away. Again, we're talking about black racist thugs beating white people. But where is the media? Because if you had white people doing this, it would be the end of the world. Cities would burn. Now, I know most black people aren't racist. But the media is covering up stuff like this so they can create the illusion that only whites commit crimes against blacks, when the leftist media pushing this narrative has created a climate where for every white person that's attacked by a black person, it's 12 to 1. 12 white people are attacked by black people for every time a black person is attacked by a white person. 12 to 1 on average. Now, let me say the obvious. My God, you talk about getting, I don't care if you're white, black, polka dotted, I catch you in my house, you are going down. You are deader than a doornail. And that woman needs to go get her concealed carry. She needs to have her firearm. And next time she sees something like that going on, somebody in your house with weapons, grease them. Kill them deader than a hammer. That's what the Second Amendment's all about. And we have a...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine.